Hello?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Joshua from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Great. How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote? Likely will vote?
Definitely will vote.
All right, thank you. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name is Robin Ficker. Do you recognize that name?
No. I haven't really studied any of the candidates yet, so.
How about Larry Hogan?
Oh, heck yeah. Yes.
Do you have a favorable, neutral, or unfavorable opinion about Mr. Hogan?
Very favorable.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
And Chris Chafee?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. No worries. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
I support it.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
I strongly support.
Okay. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? You can use very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first one is securing and protecting our southern border.
Strongly support.
Okay. Very important, would you say, right?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Very
yes,
important.
Yes, no worries. Thank you. Economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Job creation and economic development.
Very important.
Energy independence for this country.
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Very important.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
It really doesn't make any difference.
Okay. Now, the next one says, Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
It really doesn't make any difference.
Okay. Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker? Does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
It makes no difference.
Okay. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely